My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the Director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a morning devotion, just a time of encouragement and prayer. This morning, as I spent time with God, I actually finished up the devotional journal, The Heart of a Child. And I've written several of these 31-day devotional journals. This one really was focused on living with the heart of a child as God's child. And most of them, I call them 31-day devotional journals, but they generally have a bonus day. And today was day 32. And the focus was learning to pray, or developing a lifestyle of prayer was the actual day's topic and title in the book. But it comes out of this idea that in Luke chapter 11, the first verse, the disciples come to Jesus and they say, "Lord, teach us how to pray." And I find that fascinating because as I've read and studied scripture, I've yet to find, and I've yet to have anyone else point out where I've missed it, any other thing that the disciples have specifically asked Jesus to teach them. And I say in some seminars and teachings that I do, out of all of the things that the disciples witnessed Jesus doing, walking on water, turning water into wine, multiplying loaves and fishes to feed multitudes, healing the sick, raising the dead by the time they get to Lazarus, although this is earlier than that. But all of the things that Jesus did. And the one thing we have recorded, I'm not saying they didn't ask him other things, but the one thing valuable enough that God had it put down in Scripture was their request that Jesus would teach them how to pray. And I believe that the disciples realized that the prayers that Jesus offered were not prayers that were done to be seen. They were not even prayers that were done to be heard. They were prayers offered as a means of being in relationship with his Father. When Jesus was on the what we would call the Mount of Transfiguration, when he and Peter, James, and John went up on the mountain and Jesus was transfigured into his glory and Moses and Elijah shows up, and they come down and the other disciples had a problem. There's a man wanting his son healed and they couldn't do it. And Jesus ends up casting the demon out, healing this boy. And he tells the disciples that this kind only comes out by prayer and fasting. And I believe that was simply one incident that was firmly planted in the minds of the disciples that said everything else that Jesus did came as a result of his relationship with his Father. Came out of this method, and method's not even the right word to use for it, but came out of this lifestyle of prayer that Jesus lived with. And so in the midst of that, traveling with Jesus, the disciples come and say, "Lord, teach us how to pray." The answer is what I call the Reader's Digest version of the Lord's Prayer, the model prayer that we typically quote and look to out of Matthew. Luke chapter 11 has a version of that that is the response to this request. But as I thought about that, and it's kind of fitting that this chapter in the devotional comes up on this Saturday morning. Where I'm at in South Bend, Indiana, our state governor has laid out a plan of moving forward and gradually reopening life. And yet even from the moment of that announcement, I've seen such a mix of excitement and fear, and often from the same person. I don't know that anybody knows if we're ready, and I don't think we'll ever know until we try it. But the problem isn't whether it's the right decision or not, the problem is we've been trained almost, rather than to go to God in prayer and say, God, I'm afraid. What should I do? We go to social media and tell the world that this was stupid, or this was the best decision ever, or whatever our take on it is. And learning a lifestyle of prayer says, I go to God first before anything else. Because when I go to God first, and I really listen, I think He's going to transform the way we operate on social media and other means of communication. If prayer is the central part of our life, that we go to God when we're afraid, then we ought to be with Him long enough in that prayer time, in that season, that attitude of prayer, that He calms our fears. He gives us a path, a direction that we can take that is walking with Him. When we go to God in prayer and we're filled with excitement, He accepts our praise and He welcomes our joy. And as we spend that season, that time listening, we discover that He wants us to be careful how we treat those that may not share our joy. Just as He wants us to be careful of how we treat those that may not share our fears. So today, as we spend time praying, as we spend time living life, I think there's great uncertainty yet into how even yesterday's news plays out. But how we live with one another, even socially distanced and any other term we want to use, how we live with one another ought to reflect how we live with God, with Christ. You see, when we realize we can talk to God about anything, in the devotion I write this idea that most of us as we reach adulthood have been taught, appropriately so, that there are some things we just don't talk about in public. There's some things that just aren't appropriate to share with everyone, let alone anyone. And I'm afraid there's times where that social understanding creeps into our prayer life, and there's things that we just don't think we ought to talk to God about. And nothing could be further from the truth. God already knows. The conversation with Him is more for our benefit, for us to be able to express ourselves so that we can understand what's inside, and so that we can listen as to how He would have us be transformed in that. And so today, whether you, and if you're listening from another state, some states have opened up more than Indiana has. Some have extended their stay-at-home orders longer. So wherever you are, whether you're happy with where things are at in your state and your community, or whether you're not, go to God. Talk to Him about your joy, your unhappiness, your fears, your anger, your frustrations. He's aware that you have them. You're not going to catch Him off guard. And then when you talk with others, whether it's social media, phone calls, whatever it happens to be, don't talk about those things. Talk about the God that you serve, the God that you live for, how do you trust Him, and how you look to Him for wisdom for each day's life, for each day's very steps. You see, we still seem to act and live as if it's our wisdom that controls what's appropriate or not. And we tend to forget that it's the Lord that really directs our steps. And in His children, He's the one that ought to direct our steps. But we have to allow Him to do that. And so today, take time to really ask God to teach you to pray about everything and about anything. And when you don't like what you hear or see on the news or social media, rather than immediately commenting, go to God. Listen to Him. Allow Him to give you a peace and comfort that will overcome the extremes of excitement and overcome the extremes of discouragement. Let's spend some time in prayer this morning. Father, thank You that You are a God that desires for us to draw near to You and communicate in this thing we call prayer. And Father, as we come to You in conversation, may we never be so pressed for time that we forget to take the time to listen. May our prayers be more than just a one-way unloading of what's on our mind. But may our prayers include time in Your Word and time simply listening to the presence of Your Spirit within us. And Father, as we go about life today, there are many that are just filled with excitement about the potential of restrictions being relaxed. And there are many that are just terrified at the thought of restrictions being relaxed. And Father, many of the people in each of those groups are the same people. We're excited and we're terrified. We know and we don't know. And so, Father, rather than spreading fear, rather than spreading panic, rather than spreading misinformation, may we take the news that we have filtered through our mind and may we bring it to You. May we come to You in prayer about everything. Father, particularly in these times of uncertainty, and it's not just the COVID-19 pandemic. We've lived in a divided culture here in America for a long time now. And in recent history, a very bitterly divided culture. And somehow we've, as a people, have come to the idea that if we disagree with something, it's our responsibility to defend our point of view immediately. And our technology gives us the ability to do that to some extent. Father, rarely, if ever, have I seen that represent You well. And so, Father, today I pray that we would step back, even take a personal moratorium on commenting on others' opinions. That whatever those do to us internally, we would take that to You and resolve to just sit and spend time with You. God, I continue to pray that You would simply wipe this virus from the face of the earth. And yet, Father, I know there are so many others behind it and in front of it and all around it, that simply this being gone doesn't cure society. So, Father, I continually pray for those who research and study, and that You would give them great wisdom for all of the viruses and diseases and conditions that afflict mankind. But Father, even as we work as a society and a culture to resolve physical ailments, may we recognize that the greater ailment is sin. The greater ailment is our separation from you because of our sin. And so, Father, as we seek to work together to overcome the COVID-19 pandemic, may you fill your children, your people, your church with a combination of courage and compassion that presents the gospel, the good news message of Jesus, in truth and in love. And Father, as we go through life, may we constantly come to you asking again and again, oh, teach me how to pray. I don't know that any of us ever get to the point where we don't need continuing education from God. And so, God, please be patient with us as we ask and we learn and we fail and we come back and ask again. Father, for so many church leaders and in at least in this state who are wrestling with decisions on how to move forward and really everywhere. How to be good citizens within the community and how to be faithful to the calling that you have given us. May you give us great wisdom. And not only great wisdom, but may you give every person a greater degree of patience and understanding, knowing that nothing will please everyone. Jesus didn't even please everyone. He was hung on a cross by those that hated him. And so, Father, as we live today and this Saturday that to some doesn't seem a whole lot different than what any other day has been. To others, it still feels like a Saturday. But as we spend today not only learning to pray, not only coming to you, but may we use this day to prepare us for our worship gatherings tomorrow. Father, even though we continue to gather from wherever we are, may we have the confidence that you are there in our midst. Father, today as we do life, may we be mindful of one another. May our words be words that heal and not tear down. May our words be words that bring comfort and not distress. May our words be words that give hope and not despair. May our words be words that bring peace and not conflict. Father, as we talk to you and ask you to guard our words, may we be diligent in applying that to all of our words, whether spoken or typed out on social media or written in letters. May we learn to come to you, to enjoy the conversation that we call prayer. And as we spend more and more of that time In a lifestyle of prayer, may we be diligent about lifting up Jesus, that he would draw many to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me this morning, and hope and pray that you have a very blessed day, that God's blessing upon you today would be something that you can pass on to others as you are a blessing to them. Be sure to look out for those that are shut in, those that are alone. Continue to make the phone calls, write the letters, send the social media message of encouragement. And even as you do so, be careful that you're not allowing your life to be driven by the opinions of man, by the opinions that are spewed out on social media in a constant stream, but that you would go to God for his direction, for his wisdom, and for his purpose in your life. Have a great day, and